As top Albany Democrats get ready for campaign season, some familiar faces are jumping into citywide races as well. Incumbent Mayor Kathy Sheehan, Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin, and Common Councilor Frank Commisso Jr., three powerful Democrats with unique factions of followers and politically connected supporters, will have some company in the mayor's race heading toward November. In a bid to become the city's first African-American mayor, community activist Marlon Anderson threw his hat in the ring Wednesday night, formally announcing at Albany Public Library's main branch.
Where have the other candidates been when it comes to the issues of concern? You have seen me at every meeting imaginable in this city on every issue imaginable in this city.
Anderson says he has an economic plan for the city. He's looking to establish rent control and make housing and home ownership affordable again. The Democrat pointed to areas of the city he feels have been neglected, talking about commercial development in Arbor Hill and the need to replace its half-century-old community center. Anderson says a lack of recreation and places where young people can safely congregate could mean a long, violent summer.
Every kid is one bad day away from being a Marquise Dixon.
A reference to the young man sentenced to serve 9 years in adult prison for stealing a pair of sneakers. Anderson affirmed this, his third run for Albany's highest office, will be his last. Joe Sullivan says this is likely his last run as well, Sullivan announcing Wednesday morning that he's running as a conservative. Sullivan opposes Albany rezoning, is against the municipality identifying itself as a sanctuary city, and he believes the budget needs a complete overhaul that would cut the annual dependency on securing state funding.
I think Mayor Sheehan made a tremendous blunder. As soon as the news came out that the city was going to get the $12.5 million, she arrogantly demanded the same amount next year. Doesn't show much gratitude, does it?
Sullivan and Anderson are both keen on debating the issues. Anderson challenges his fellow Democrats to hold at least one debate well before the September primary. Meantime, Alfredo Ballarin has announced his candidacy for Albany Common Council in the always politically volatile 11th Ward.
I think I've got longevity in the ward. I've lived in the ward for over 15 years. I own my home in the ward. It's my family's home. People have seen me be engaged with neighborhood organizations throughout the years. So it's not as if I'm passing through looking for a opportunity.
Ballarin is interested in making temporary residents of his ward into permanent neighbors by encouraging home ownership. He is the fourth candidate in the race for the seat held by Judd Crasher, who welcomes all contenders.
I'm actually looking forward to this summer of knocking on doors and campaigning. And I think that the amount of people in the race goes to a long history, actually, in the 11th Ward of being, for some reason, there's something unique about the 11th Ward that just attracts a lot of attention and a diverse array of opponents, whether or not there's a sitting incumbent. Actually, if you go back in history, the 11th Ward was occupied by Mayor Jennings at one point. So it's a very interesting ward. It's always been politically interesting, and the tradition continues. Clearly, I think there's going to be surrogates for different mayoral campaigns. I think that's pretty obvious. But the bottom line is that the people in the 11th Ward are going to have very clear choices.
Also running for that seat, Bararo Efikoro and activist Clifton Dixon. In the 10th Ward, Common Councilor Leah Golby faces a rematch against Owusu Anane. In the 9th Ward, Judy Duschetti is being challenged by independent Al Toma. Joyce Love is looking to unseat Councilman Ron Bailey in the 3rd Ward. More candidates are expected to announce before summer. Andres Rivera, who lost to Dorcia Pliers in the 1st Ward in 2015, backed out of a rematch to entertain thoughts of other possible runs, including a shot at the Common Council presidency. A Pliers kicks off her re-election campaign next weekend. And citing health issues, Democrat Tim Carney has dropped out of the race for president of the Common Council. Former 2-time mayoral candidate Corey Ellis is seeking that office. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.